Yonah Perek Dalid Pasuk Vav. So Yonah is sitting in his sukkah with his feet up in the shade, watching for the collapse of Nineveh, which he knows is going to happen. I believe Yonah is every man. I'm sorry if I've been at all harsh. Yonah is all of us. You know, we're so convinced that we're right, that we're going to sit there and wait to be right. And then we could say, I told you so. And Hashem is going to show Yonah, like he shows us, that there's a greater perspective that we just cannot have as mortal, short-lived human beings. We got to do the best we can. Vayiman Hashem Elokim ki kayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed. That's the second time. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed the fish to swallow him up. If technically, if you want, first Hashem appointed Yonah, and he ran away. When he appoints a fish, the fish shows up on time, on schedule. When he appoints a kikayon is a tree, or a very large weed, or a plant that has a lot of leaves. There's back and forth in the Mefarshim, whether it's a kind of gourd. The Ibn Ezra says we don't have to identify it, and this is from the Art Scroll Trey Osar, which already told us we don't have to identify the fish either. Art Scroll Trey Osar doesn't want us to identify anything, but we know that the kikayon is a very big leafy, I always imagine a palm tree, but what am I supposed to do? I am a victim of the Abbott and Costello movies and Bing Crosby movies I saw as a kid, which are before my time anyway. Vayal me'al liyona. And it grew up over Yonah, liyosel al rosho, to give him shade upon his head. And remember, he lost all his hair when he was inside the fish. So I have not been told by bold men whether or not sunburn on your head could be very painful, but I imagine it would be. Lahatzi lo me ra'aso, to save him from his discomfort. Ra'aso. Now it's interesting, the last time we saw the word ra was in that first pasuk of this parak, where Yonah said it was ra, be'enav. Right? Vayera el Yonah ra'a gedola. So I wonder, I don't see it in the Mefarshim, but I wonder if it's saying that it's going to take away his discomfort, it also means it could take away his anger. It could take away his bad mood. He's in the shade. He's under palm trees. He's got a pina colada on the beach. He's doing great. So he's doing much better. Vayismach Yonah al-kikayon simcha gedola. And Yonah became very, very, very happy. Yonah rejoiced. He was overjoyed with the kikayon, a great joy. So when the entire city is surviving, Yonah has no joy. It's ra. But when the kikayon grows over his head, so he's comfortable, then simcha gedola. Mitzvah David says the shade, but Sepharno gives him a little credit and says, the kikayon is a sign that God has accepted my prayer, so Klal Yisrael won't be punished. That's nice. But Pashta Pshat in the Tzukim is that Yonah was happy to be in the shade. Vayiman, Pasuk Zayin, again, appointment. Vayiman ho'olokim tola'as, ba'alos ha'shachar l'mocharos. At the rise of dawn, the very next day, when the sun is about to be coming up and he's about to be scorched again, sunburn time, Hashem appointed a worm. Vatachas ha'kikayon. And the worm attacked the kikayon. And, vayivash, it withered. It dried up. He struck the kikayon at the base. And without any moisture getting into the plant wilted, dropped dead. Radak says, Hashem added to Yonah's misery, Pasaches, Vayihi Kizroach HaShemesh. And it was, when the sun shone, beating down, Vayiman Elohim Ruach Kodim Harishis, Hashem appointed, there's another appointment, a fish, a tree, and now a wind. Hashem appointed an east wind, a stilling east wind. An east wind that stole the breeze, silenced all the other winds. The hot east wind. East wind in the Middle East is not good. That's Chamsin kind of wind. So Yonah's misery is now in big trouble. It's also Harishis from Cheresh. It deafens you. It's blowing, but it's not doing anything for you. Vatach Hashem Hashal Rosh Yonah. And the sun beat down on the head of Yonah by Yisalof, and he became weak. He fainted. He became fatigued. Heat stroke by Yishalos Nafshal Lomos, and he begged to die. Vayomer Tov Mosi Mechayoy. And he said again the same phrase he said before. Ki Tov Mosi Mechayoy. Better death than life. Now, Sepharno, who's doing this metaphorically, says he saw the Kikayon as a sign that Yeravam ben Yoash was going to be short-lived, and then all 10 tribes are going to fall into the hands of the king of Syria, and they're going to faint. He saw the death of Malchus Yisrael. Better my death, so I don't have to watch. But on a surface level, on just the words in the psukim level, Yonah is saying, I would rather die every time when the going gets tough. The tough gets suicidal. Discomfort. I'll never be consoled, says Mesudas David. I'll be grieved until I die. Now, how many of us live a life of, and I say this not to insult Yonah, I say this for all of us, of a pure ego in the Freudian sense, where it's all about us. It's all about what we're going through. Tov Mosi Mechaya. Again, he didn't leave that up to Hashem, Tov Mosi Mechaya. He says it because he's made the judgment. Tess, woof. Yonah doesn't speak again. Vayomer Elokim El Yonah, Hahitev Chara Locha L'Kika Yon. Hashem says to Yonah, are you very aggrieved about the Kikayon? Hey, hey, same phrase. Hahetev Charaloch, he said in Pasuk Dalet about Nineveh surviving. Now he says, are you very upset? Are you very grieved about the Kikayon tree? Vayomer Hetev Charaliad Maves. Yonah said, I'm very grieved, even to death. Ay, 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 I prefer dying to life without a Kikayon over my head. Wow. Really? A weed grew up and gave you a little shade, and now death is better? Vayomer Hashem. Hashem says, Pasuk Yud, Atochasto ala kikayon asher alo amalto bavlo gidalto. You are worried, you took pity, you got very caught up in the fate of the kikayon tree. You did not do any work to grow it. Lo amalto bo. We learn in Koheles, Kol ha'amol asher amel tachas hashamesh. That's things we put effort into. You didn't put any effort into this. You didn't make it grow. Shabin Laila Haya. It grew overnight. No, it came into being over one night. Uvin Laila Avad. And the next night it died. It perished. It was a one-day kikayon. And you are inconsolable. You did nothing. But after one day of shade. Now, what happened to the hut that Yonah did work on? So one Achron points out, it also withered away naturally. And the Kikayon replaced it. So why are you not more upset about the hut that you worked on? That one is gone. You should be very upset about that. But instead, you're upset about the Kikayon that you did nothing to deserve or get. And now the punchline. And if we ended this way on Yom Kippur, I think maybe people would lose hope. Yerala v'ani lo achus al ninveh ho'ir ha'gedola. Should I not take pity on Nineveh, the great city? Asher yesh ba harbe mishtem esrei ribo. That has more than 120,000 people? 10,000? I shouldn't worry about hundreds of thousands of people. Adam? Shtem esrei ribo Adam. Asher lo yada ben yimino l'smolo, who don't know their right hand from the left hand? Uvehema rabba. And also many animals as well. Who doesn't know their right hand from the left hand? Zukrada kitanim. What about the children? They haven't done anything sinful. You want them to die as well? And the beasts who did nothing? Behema Rabba? Let alone the people who are compared to beasts because they don't recognize the Borei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malvin says, chus means you have pity. You have pity on a kikayon that has almost no value. But you don't want me to pity Nineveh, which has 120,000 people who are dear to me, because even non-Jews are tselem Elokim. Hello, Yonah, hello. There are plenty of people without intelligence who did nothing wrong to deserve to be absolutely obliterated this way. So, Zakh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to know better. You need to do better. And it's not necessarily a wonder that we do not end the Haftarah this way on Yom Kippur. I mean, on the one hand, it sounds like we're asking Hashem to have mercy on us, but on the other hand, it's using Yonah as an example of a person who lacks mercy in the divine sense because he lacks perspective. Now, this is the end of the first half of Trei Asar. That's the first six Nevi'im. We have six more to go. Micha, Nachum, Chabakuk, Zephaniah, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. So we have technically that's seven. I don't count so good. So we have seven more to go. And we will continue. Yonah may be a high point dramatically, and I can't guarantee I have Louis Armstrong songs for any of the others. But we will move on, working our way through Trey Ossar as we continue.